are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Are you ready?
Stand by in one.
I invite you to let this be your moment.
Ready, mic one. Cue tape. And roll.
Make this your moment. Look back at this day and say, this is a day something happened that really mattered in my life.
And we're live. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I am here to journey with you to a new day, a new moment. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. He is about to show you how your story can touch the lives of others while bringing glory to Him. It's not too late. Today, this moment can be the start of the best rest of your life. So join thousands of women from all around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment.
Every part of our past? Can every part of our past really be used for this moment? Even those times when we felt like we messed up? Hello and welcome to Coffee. I have a story to tell you. Oh, and I'm going to be telling on myself, but we're friends and we can do that, right? So grab your coffee and let me tell you the time where I really wish I'd done something differently. Oh my gosh, we were sitting in Bible study. We were had about 10 or 12 of us around in a group, and these were like really good friends, people I felt like I knew really well. And one of the ladies looked around the group and she said, you know, I have really been having really hard time. And she was saying, last week I was so down, I was so depressed, and I couldn't find the answer. I didn't know what to do. She said, just at the right time, at the very right moment, my friend called me. And she really didn't have anything profound to say other than to remind me that she was there for me for whatever I needed. Oh my gosh, can I tell you right now that I felt such a, I don't know, despair in my heart. This is what I remember thinking. Oh, I wish I had been that friend. I wish I had been the one to call her. Do you ever feel that way? I thought, oh, I missed such a great opportunity. Why, God? Why didn't you let me? I could have done that. Let me tell you the rest of the story. Before I could feel too sorry for myself, I felt that little piercing thought come through my mind of how many times I had thought of that very friend that week before. Yes, I thought about her many times. And this is what I thought. Oh, she's too busy. Oh, I don't want to bother her. Oh, but she has such a good life. Why would she need me to call? Am I making any connections already with you, friend? Do you know what I mean? I mean, don't we all want to be used in such an incredible way? And then we look at ways that God is using other people and we think, well, gosh, I probably could have done that. But I didn't. But I didn't. And He took that opportunity and He gave it to someone else. Well, I hope that today will be our day that we decide that what we have to say is way too important to allow any more excuses
to stop us. Are you with me? Let's talk about that today. So right now, before we get started, I want to invite you to write down this number, 347-324-5246, and I want you to call in and let's talk about this crucially important subject today. Once you call that number, you'll need to press 1, and my dear friend Melinda is going to be there to welcome you and to tell you exactly what to do so that you and I can have a conversation. Because, friend, let me tell you, what you have to say is vitally important to someone, that perfect one that God is going to take you to. You see, we feel like what we have to do is not important. We feel that we won't have the right word. We think that it has to be something so profound when really we just need to go back to being each other's friends. It really doesn't have to be profound to be something that is encouraging and equipping and empowering to someone else. Think about it for just a minute. We talked about this a little bit in our last talk, and that's why we were talking about words and how people have come into our lives and said just the right word at the right time and have impacted us in such an incredible way. And, you know, our time ran short, and just as I was kind of getting into the mode of, okay, now that we see how important other people have been in our lives, to turn that around and help us to see how important God wants to make us in someone else's lives. You see, this is a very important topic, and I just could not let this go. I couldn't move on to anything else because this is a ministry you have right where you are. It doesn't matter if you're in the courtroom, if you're in the classroom, or if you're in your very own kitchen. See, where we are, our words matter. What we say matters. As a matter of fact, God tells us that our words bring life to those around us. You know, sometimes, isn't it true? I mean, really. I mean, we're just sitting here. Just scoot on up and let's just be real. Sometimes I think I have nothing to offer. If you've ever felt like that, true. You see, sometimes it's not in really the words that you have to say. Sometimes it's just you being present. Sometimes it's just you showing up. Sometimes it's just whatever the other person is going through. I have a story. I remember I was writing my first book, Burdens to Blessings, and I was having a really, really hard time. I was on the chapter about God's timing. So it was important to me. I was trying to tell the readers, wait on God's timing. Don't push ahead without him. Wait. And I would be writing, and I would feel in my heart that wasn't right. So I'd crumble up that paper and I'd throw it away and I'd start writing again. I was trying to come at a different approach of how to wait on God's timing, and it just didn't feel right. So I'd crumble it up and I'd throw it away. Oh, the frustrations of a writer. Boy, was I stuck. In the middle of my being so stuck, my phone rang. Normally I don't answer my phone when I'm writing, but I looked down and it was a good friend and I picked it up. A good friend calling. Her name was Linda, and I picked it. Hey, Linda, how are you doing? I have not heard from Linda in so long. And Linda said, you know, Kim, I've had you on my mind for so many weeks. You know, we hadn't talked in years. I'd been her Sunday school teacher before, and she began to share with me that she had been planning on calling and wanted to call and didn't want to bother me and, you know, didn't interrupt my time. And she said, finally, Kim, I was riding up the road, and I just felt God whisper in my ear, Linda, now is the time. Well, Linda just thought she was an old friend calling a friend just to connect and catch up. But let me tell you what happened. When Linda's words that seemed so not profound at all to her, to me, as I was writing a chapter on God's timing, and I was saying, wait on God's timing, when she called and said, now is the time. God used her to show me that I wasn't coming at God's timing at the right approach that he wanted me to write this chapter. He wanted me to write this chapter on quit waiting on him and go for it. Seize the moment. Seize the timing. And when she said, now is the time, do you see what I'm saying? Do you see how profound her words were to me, even though they seemed so simple to her? You have those kind of words in you today, right now. And you may be thinking, oh, well, I had this thought last week. You know, I thought about my friend last week, but that opportunity's passed me by. Oh, I've had this person on my mind, and, you know, I don't want to bother her. And anyway, I'm sure the opportunity has passed now. Let me give you some hope. Can I just give you just a little bit of hope? Let me tell you that Linda, who had said by her own admission that she had procrastinated and she had waited, do you not believe that our God is powerful enough that even in her procrastination, he got her to the right place at the right time with the right words, with the right message for the right person? You see, God knew it was going to take her a little while to get up the courage and the nerve to find the time. But he had orchestrated all that. So today, what I want to do in our time together, I want you to understand that you have words inside you, my friend, that need to be said. God has given you something to say. And just like I didn't understand that my friend was discouraged and needed a word, and just like Linda had no idea how her words were going to affect my life, may I just tell you as a friend that you have no idea the impact of the unspoken words in your heart will make on someone's life? We just have to go for it. We have to just decide we are going to say what needs to be said. And if it is at the right moment, yay! And if it's not at the right moment, then God will hold that thought and he will use it at the right time. I know it can seem so overwhelming, can it? It's like, oh my gosh, Kim, you're blowing my mind here. You're making my words seem too important. I remember when I was a little girl, my mom used to always say to me, use your words. Do you remember that? And then I used them with my boys, use your words. That's what God's saying to us today. Use your words. Oh, yes, I think I'm going to read your mind right now. I think maybe you might be thinking, oh, I don't have any words. Well, let me take you to Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. Listen to this, friend. Here's what the word says. The sovereign Lord has given me, that would be you, a well-instructed tongue, to know the word that sustains the weary. Oh my gosh, did you hear that? God has put words within you that can sustain a weary heart day. You know what I love about this? I know how to talk, and I can do this. I have a cell phone. I have neighbors. I'm going to the grocery store everywhere I go. I can choose to be used today. How does that make you feel? Does that give you hope? I hope it gives you purpose. I hope it makes each and every one of us realize that everywhere we go, the significance of that place and what we can do there. But I'll just tell you, there's some things that we have to there's some guidelines. You see, when we get there, we have to be present. Oh, you know what that means? Oh, you know what that means, don't you? It means we got to put down that cell phone and we have to look around. You know what Jim Elliot says, wherever you are, just be there. Be attentive. Look around. Look in the eyes. Oh, if we want to do great ministry today, we can put down those cell phones and look at people. Mm-hmm. That's right. Just look. Just look at people. Be present wherever we are. And as we are present wherever we are, we can be prayerful. Ask God, God, why am I in this grocery store? Why am I feeling like there's someone who needs me? God has put you in a situation to be a comfort or to be an encourager. Or you know what? Sometimes he puts us in situations just to divert attention. You know, sometimes someone can be so unhappy that we can just be an influence of happiness, of joy, of hope. Look for those who seem sad today and use your words. We can be empathetic. Sometimes when we don't know what to say, we think we just won't say anything. Well, ask yourself, what would you like to hear if you were in that situation? What would you like to hear? Oh, you know, so many times we think we don't know what to say when God has already said to us, oh, yes, you know. Just think about it. Put yourself in their shoes. And what would you need to hear? What would you long to hear from someone? We're going to talk about in a little bit even more about ways that maybe you have spoken into someone's life. But, you know, there's two things out of all these things that we can be so that we know the words to say that I think are really important. And I think the greatest one when we are thinking about using our words today, those words you know that you know you have in your heart, I think the number one rule that we could all remember is this: be you. Be you. Just so many times I would run from the opportunities of saying something or doing something because I didn't know. I was like, that's not too spiritual. That doesn't sound too, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I don't have a scripture for that. I don't have a profound story for that. But you know what I found? Sometimes rather than trying to be super spiritual or super, you know, I can just be me. I talked to some friends the other day and I said, you know, what are some things that you would say when you don't know what to say? What would you say when you just don't know what to say? When someone calls you and you just don't know what to say? One of the people said, well, I would probably say to them, you know, God loves you and that will never, ever change. I love that. Think about all the situations that would work in. God loves you and that will never, ever change. The second one that I heard that I love so much was this. One woman said, it doesn't matter what anybody says to me. My response is this: I love you no matter what. Can you just let that penetrate in your heart right now? The times that you felt like you've disappointed people or you've done the wrong thing or you've made a horrible mistake. What if someone just walked up to you and said, I love you no matter what? That would be a right word at the right time, wouldn't it? See, there are lots of things that we know to say, but here's what we need to decide. Are we going to have the courage to do it? Are we going to step out beyond our comfort zone? Are we going to be that one that just says, yes, send me, Lord. I'll do it. I'll tell you what, it's a powerful ministry you and I have within ourselves. Our momentary word can make an eternal impact. Do you understand that, friend? As you're sitting there thinking, I don't know. Well, there's only one way for you to know, and that's to try it. And we're going to do that in a little bit. We're going to go to commercial break here in just a few seconds, and it's only the commercial break is only going to be 30 seconds, so I want you to hold on with me, and as soon as we get back, we are going to take the first caller, who is 9547. We're going to take her call, and we're going to see, I don't know if it's a he or she, but whoever it is, we're going to talk. So hold on, please. In just a few minutes, we're going to be back, and we're going to continue this conversation of what to say when we really think we don't know what to say. All right, we'll be back in 30 short seconds.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Coffee. Kim, your friend and host, as I am co-hosting with you today. Thank you for grabbing your coffee. Thank you for joining me, scooting up to the table. Let's continue our talk. I wanted to tell you, though, someone has just asked, if you want to know more about my ministry and me and the book that I just mentioned, Burdens the Blessings, you can go to our ministry page at rosesandrainbows.org, www.rosesandrainbows.org. So we would love to hear from you. So let's move right on to our topic about the importance of words. Caller 9547, please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Linda Goble from Augusta, Georgia.
Linda Goble, my friend. Thank you for calling. So listeners, if you are listening, this is Linda, my friend that I was just talking about from Augusta. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Gino.
It's so good to hear you. So tell us your story. I know you've got some good, hopeful word for us. What do you have to say to us this morning?
Oh, I do. Kim, and to all the listeners, God is so good. And I just have to share what happened this weekend. When Kim's talking about going out and just speaking and sharing the love of the Lord, I actually, this happened through Facebook. I shared one of Kim's coffees, and a dear lady looked on Facebook at that particular time, and she saw what I had shared, and she called Kim, I believe, and asked Kim about coffees, mm-hmm. and Kim told her that I would be doing a coffee, and so her name is Leanne, and Leanne called me. And Leanne and I just had a wonderful time of just sitting and sharing and just loving on her. Mm. And she was to the point of becoming defeated. And I just, you know, shared with her that the love that I had for her, just her sharing her story to me. Mm. And it was just so overwhelming of how God put all of that together, because as Kim said, you know, we just have to be who God has created us to be, and when you have someone that is hurting as bad as Leanne is hurting right now, and she's feeling so lonely and isolated from everyone because she's sick, and so I was just able to sit and just love on her through the phone and just giving her words of encouragement. And she's actually going to attend my first coffee that I'll be doing in a couple of weeks. And I'm just so excited for her. But, you know, when we see somebody, we have to look. You know, we use our eyes and we look, but we need to look through the eyes of the Lord so that we can see those individuals that are hurting. And when they're right there in front of us, we need to just go up to them. Whether it's, and what I like to do is I like to just go up to them, and because I'm a hugger and I like to hug them. And I did that at church the other day, and I just hugged them and I just told them, I love you. And we just have to have that tender heart, and we just have to have that discernment and listen to those little small whiffs that God gives to us. And recognize that, and then we have to go and do what he's calling us to do.
And that's the secret right there, isn't it, Linda? Is to just go and do it, and to realize, I mean, you think about the opportunity that you would have lost, and sometimes it's not that profound. Sometimes you just think, well, I'm going to share this, or, you know, you just have a you have a thought. And I don't know, and I think that you and I are kind of on the same page here. I've just decided if I have the thought, you know, I always ask myself a question. Why or how could this not be God? And, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, is it encouraging? Is it kind? Is it gracious? Okay, well, all those are the things that are of God. So I'm going to go give that hug, or I'm gonna post that, you know, share that post that Kim put on there, Linda. But, you know, I'm going to do that. Because if it's something that passes that test of, you know, is this God? And then God, it's up to God to use it however he wants. I'm the vessel to disperse his hope, right?
God says, amen.
We can be that. So I've just decided in my life, as I know you have, Linda, it's like, okay, I am going to take a deep breath, ask God to give me the courage, and I'm going for it because I've learned so many times when I could have affected a life that I let fear stop me. No more fear. No more fear. People in our lives are too important. Right, Linda? They're too important to let fear hold us back. So thank you. I love you. I can't. Those women are going to be so precious. And guess what? I get to see you this week in Augusta. I'm coming down to kick. I'm coming down to kick off Burdens the Blessings in a school, yay, and on a military base. We're working out some details, so it's going to be a great week. So, Linda, thank you, my friend, for calling in. I love you.
I love you. Bye.
Bye-bye, honey. Okay, the next caller 0210, please welcome to Coffee. Please tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning, Kim. This is Sandy from Baltimore.
Hi, Sandy from Baltimore. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good, and I can't wait to hear what you have to share with us this morning, you wise woman.
Well, I'm not always wise, but I feel like I've got lots of wonderful people around me in my life, and one in particular I think of I've known for many years, and she's always been a blessing in my life. But one day she came to me, and she's retired now, and I could just tell she wasn't her regular self, and she was feeling she really didn't feel like she had a place. She said, I can't do what I used to do anymore. I don't really know what God needs me for anymore. And it was like God put it on my heart. She's always been such an encourager to everybody around her all her life. So those are the words I spoke to her. I just said, you were an encourager. And the joy it brought to her face was incredible. I said, that is sometimes even more important. Sometimes the things behind the scenes are more important. The prayer warriors, the encouragement, and not so much the doers that are in the big limelight that are as important to God's work.
Wow. So. You know, Sandy, you know what you did was you there's a scripture that talks about how we can stir up the gift that is inside of other people. You know, that her gift had kind of gone dormant a little bit because she didn't know exactly where her place was. And what you did, God sent you that gift in her and to speak life into that gift. You know, so many times, isn't it true, we think that we get to a place when life changes, when things change, when we retire, when we make a move to another city, when we even move, you know, neighborhoods or jobs, so many times we can listen to that ugly voice that says, well, that worked back then, but it's not going to work now. And mm-hmm. we need those people who come along that have the courage to speak that word back into us, to help us remember we're no matter where we are, we're still us. You know, people, I bet we're speaking to people right now, Sandy, that are divorced, and they think, well, no longer can I be used, or they've moved mm-hmm. into a new area, and they don't know anybody, and they get, well, I can no longer be used. That was me. You know, I moved mm-hmm. from Augusta, Georgia to Baltimore, and I thought, well, I don't know anybody. My ministry is over. But see, I had a friend who helped speak into me, no, it's not over. It's just different. I have to go about it a different way. So so for anybody out there, please take Sandy's words as words of life this morning and let those stir up that gift that's inside you. What God has put inside you is too important to lie dormant. Sandy, thank you so much for calling. I felt God all over these first two calls. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
All right. We have another caller. And let me just tell you, let me remind you, caller, you can call in at 347-324-5246, and let's talk. What is the hope that you need to just send out over these airways today? What is it that you want to speak that you know or you think or you pray that will encourage someone? If it's in your thoughts, it needs to be said. So call in. Let's go to caller 0115. Welcome. Welcome. This is Kim. Please give us your name. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Okay. Caller, I think maybe you need to cut everything off around you and maybe try calling back. How about that? There's some static, there's some things going on. Maybe there's a TV or some things going on around you, and we just need to just cut that off and call back. We'll be waiting right here for you. Well, what about those first couple calls? How about those and helping us understand that God will position us where we are to really be able to speak words, speak purpose, speak life into those around us. We just have to remember that He is the one who's sending us. So many times we think, gosh, I just don't know. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to get started. And it makes me think of Moses. Do you remember Moses in Exodus? I think it's in chapter 4, where God says, go, and I will instruct you. Go, and I will give you the word. You know, you have to stop right there and think. We get our goes from God. And when we get those goes, when we're in His presence, He tells us when to go. And then we take those steps and we start walking. And in that, He promises to be with us, to direct our steps, to lead us to those who need a word from us. So we are totally dependent on who God says He will be and the role that He has in our lives. So we have callers calling in. I'm going to go ahead and start taking some more calls. Listen, thank you so much for calling in. Caller 1162, please tell us where you're calling from. Give us your name, please.
Hi, Kim. This is Laura from Baltimore.
Hey, Laura from Baltimore. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and this message and conversation is just so timely.
Well, thank you. Will you tell us what you mean by that, Laura? Here is a wise woman. I know, Laura, she is a wise woman, and who I want to hear what you have to say this morning, Laura. What's your word to us?
Well, what I want to let people know is that when I went through two very tough times 20 years apart, the first one being a divorce in my early 30s and the second being a cancer diagnosis in my early 50s, I couldn't believe how meaningful the words that strangers spoke to me were and how much comfort it gave me and how it gave me hope as well as comfort, which is really important. To not feel like you're alone in some of these situations makes all the difference in how you get through the situations. And the reason that I say today's conversation is so timely is I just happened to be at a salon on Saturday morning in a back room where they don't normally do people's hair, but it was an extremely busy day. And the woman next to me was talking to her stylist, who I also knew. So it's just the three of us in the room. And the story she was telling about her experience that she was going through with a child under the age of two, oh my gosh, I just felt for her as she described how hopeless she felt going through this divorce. And I am not one to encourage strangers because I try not to intrude in conversations, but I really felt like I needed to say something to her. And when her stylist left and it was just the two of us, I said, you know, I couldn't help but to overhear. And your story sounds so similar to mine 20 years ago. All I want to say to you is hang in there, keep doing what you're doing. And 20 years from now, you will be so glad you got through what you're getting through and that you've raised that little boy. And it was amazing, the smile that came to her face and the tears in her eyes. And she just thanked me because she said, you know, this is really hard. And I've been feeling hopeless and even suicidal at times. And if I didn't have this little boy, I don't know if I would be here.
Oh, Laura, how did it feel to be in the right place at the right time?
Well, you know, Kim, it's all about paying it forward and doing for others that have been done for us. And like I said, I'm not one to reach out to strangers. But I think I'm getting better at 52 at knowing when it's appropriate and when there might be an opportunity to help somebody that needs to hear from someone other than their friends or their parents, because their comments in some situations carry a lot of baggage or they're very tied to a particular result.
That's right. And, you know, it's really funny because you started out this conversation talking about, and I wrote it down because it just piqued my attention. You started out saying, I was so touched by all the strangers that spoke hope into my life. Would you very quickly give us an example of what that, because we look around and can you think of an example of what that looks like for someone who is hesitating? I love the example of what you gave of the stylist. You were able to hear her story. Did anyone ever just walk up to you and do something kind of random that just kind of really spoke to you?
They did. And I'll tell you how it happens. I think that, you know, when you're somewhere and you're present, as you were talking about earlier, being present, you pick up on the cues that somebody is, A, going through something, and, B, open to a word of encouragement. And so, some of these words of encouragement came when I was in the store buying wigs for my hair, or I was in a particular office building going to see my attorney, and the emotions on my face were pretty clear that I was not having a good day. And so just how intuitive and responsive. And some of the words were as simple as, I hope you have a good day.
Wow.
One woman got on the elevator and she said, and this was actually someone in an office building where I worked who I didn't know personally because it was a very large building, but she got on the elevator and I'd seen her before, but she was a stranger, never saw her again. And she said, I don't know what's going on in your life, but I'm praying for you. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is so sweet, because that's what I needed to hear that morning as I went to my office to work.
Wow. You know, sometimes I found that strangers, sometimes their words can be more profound than those who know us, because they don't know what we're going through. And sometimes I've felt when strangers have walked up to me and said something, I have felt like it had to be God for them to know. I've so been touched by, I remember, Laura, when we were moving from Augusta to Baltimore, God was using words in the Old Testament, go forth with me. I mean, in my journaling, I could look back and it was like, where God was always saying to Moses or Joseph, go forth, go forth. And it's like, oh, if I hear go forth one more time, it's like, I don't want to go forth, God. You know, it's just like,
right.
You know, and I kept saying, well, confirm it. And then I hear go forth again from the Bible. And it's like, oh, you know, sometimes we don't like the messages that we're getting. We don't like the direction that God is taking us in. And so we came on up to Baltimore, and we were struggling, just really struggling to find, you know, a home, where to live. You know, I was having to give up what I thought I was having to give up my ministry. There was so much going on. And I'll just be honest with you, Lee and I were even struggling, not in our marriage, but in that situation, just like I didn't want to move. And so I remember going down to the gym real early one morning, and I'm working out and just kind of really more sitting than working out. But and I was just trying to, it's like, oh, God, is this you? And this wonderful man walked up to me, and he was talking. He says, boy, I can tell you got a lot on your mind. And I looked at him. I said, yeah, you know. And he said, well, you want to talk about it? He was just one of those really great older gentlemen, fatherly type. And you know, I shared a little bit with him. And I said, you know, I'm just trying to figure out what God really wants. I don't want to miss him. And the guy says, well, you'll figure it out. You keep praying. And he turns to walk away, and he looks back, and he goes, you know what? The only thing that I can say to you is just go forth. I knew that was God, you know. And so a total stranger that cares.
Right.
Just
yeah.
Like with you.
And it's funny because obviously, you know, the support of my family and friends meant so much to me as both of these scenarios played out. But it's just nice the way that you can get that extra dose of support from, you know, just a complete stranger. And it does feel like a message from God to you, because they do seem to come into your life and disappear. So I just wanted to share that with people, because if you ever feel compelled to say something, and it can be a smile and have a nice day, or you can say a few sentences like I said to this woman, but please don't turn your back on an opportunity, because somebody may really need those words of encouragement, and God's leading you to do that.
Thank you, Laura. That is so timely words. So just don't turn your back on that opportunity. I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much
Thank
for calling
you.
In. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope that you are being encouraged by those who are stepping out and sharing their hearts and their words. I hope and I pray that God is using this to show you how much you matter. You know, you may be sitting at home and you think, I just have all these kids around me. I am cleaning up diapers and cleaning up stuff all day long. But you know what? Your words matter. You have a neighbor. You have that child to speak life into. You may feel like, oh, I've retired, or I'm too young, or I'm this, or I'm that. You know, nowhere in the Bible will you find where God excuses people passion away because it isn't comfortable or it doesn't seem right. No, we have to battle to do and to complete the calling on our lives. So let's be encouraged today. Let's you and I together decide that we will not let any more excuses keep us from saying what we truly feel God wants us to say. And with that thought in mind, let's go to our next caller. Oh, my gosh. All of you all are just encouraging me so much. Caller 2902. What is your name?
Hi, Kim. This is Jeannie from Indiana. How are you?
Jeannie from Indiana. Oh, it's so good to hear from you, Jeannie. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you. What I wanted to do is share with you a story that happened about 2 years ago now. And it was a time in my life where I needed some women fellowship in my life. And also, I just felt like I didn't really exactly know where I was going or my purpose. Now, you've got to remember, I'm retired. I had some health issues. So I decided to go to a personal trainer facility in our town. And she was working with me, and I started telling her that I really wanted to get involved in a Bible study. I wanted to have some women fellowship. And she says, oh, my goodness. She says, I can't believe you're telling me this. I'm putting together a class, a Bible study class here real soon. And it's a group of women, and she started saying the names of the women. Some of them I knew, others I didn't have any idea who they were. And so from there, we started meeting weekly, and I opened my home to them. And there was probably a group of about eight of us. And so many of us, we were acquainted. Some were acquainted, some no contact with each other at all. But we all had issues about where we were going to go in the next step in our chapter in our life and the season that was coming before us. And some of us have had issues with our daughters. We had just family issues. We were looking at maybe a new career. There was one gal in our group that was a little bit younger, and she didn't know exactly where she was going. So we came together that 8 weeks, and it was definitely a God's plan that all of us were together, because we had the most deep conversations with one another by studying the Book of Esther. And we just got to know each other so well. And after that 8 weeks, each of us had a direction. Each of us were guided to where we needed to go. And there were things that were happening along that time that, you know, you knew that something was going to happen to these ladies, but not exactly what. And two of them ended up moving to be closer to their families. Others, there were just other things. One changed her career. She ended up going somewhere else. And it was just all these things that evolved as a result of this group of women getting together just for that 8 weeks. In my case, I ended up becoming, well, I was a grandma, but in addition to that, I also now watch my three little grandchildren 3 days a week. And that was extremely important to me at the time that I had a relationship with them. And I really truly believe that a lot of that grew out of the discussions, the conversations, the deep talk, the fellowship, the friendships that came out of that group of women. Interestingly enough, none of us really will see each other, and we always talk about the time that we had with one another. But we all got something from that just for that time in our life. So it was just something that happened to us, all of us, and we will never forget it, and we will always have that bond. But it wasn't like, you know, we're with each other on a social basis all the time. God just put us together for one purpose, and came out of, you know, something very good came out of all of that.
Absolutely. Hey, Jeannie, let me tell you what I love about, I love everything about what you said, but let me tell you what I really, really, really love about it, is that you started that conversation by sharing the need that you had, you know, and that can, let me just say, that's how this entire ministry got started. It started because I had a need just like you, and I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do, and so I reached out. And, you know, that's another side of this whole conversation that about words, saying, using your words. Sometimes your words that will encourage someone else is when we share our needs. When we are vulnerable enough to say, I don't know where I am. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I need a Bible study. I need a friend. I need someone to talk to. That opens up a whole area of vulnerability and authenticity of those around us. So thank you so much for sharing with us that a whole different side, a whole different concept of how to use our words.
Sometimes you're welcome.
It's by sharing our needs. Thank you, Jeannie, so much for calling. I hope you'll join us again next week.
May I just say one more thing, Kim? One of my friends just said to me yesterday, she said, you need to bloom where you are planted. And that is so true.
That's right. And how do we do that? By finding, using our words, meeting friends, and growing right where we are. I can't thank you enough. You have really brought so much depth to this conversation, Jeannie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, lady. All right. Well, what a great conversation that we're having. We only have 8 minutes left, so I'm going to take one caller. I'm going to keep it really short. It's too important to me not to hear this. If you called and you did not get on today, please join us next Monday. I think that we might do some more talk about conversation. We'll see. But let's go to caller 107. Caller, welcome to Coffee. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good morning, Kim. This is Candace from Bridge City, Texas.
Hey, Candace from Texas. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Tell us what you would like to share through the airways this beautiful Monday morning.
I just want to share how the Lord is working in my life. I'm so nervous.
It's okay. It's just you and I talking.
He has just been working wonders. I've been in a very dark place 5 months ago that had stemmed from my mother's death and losing her. And this past Friday, week before last, he was able to use my grief and my overcoming that to just help someone else. My kid's stepmom had lost her mother to a tragic accident involving an 18-wheeler. And through her tragedy and her grief and her suffering, I was the person that she turned to. I was the person that she called. I was able to influence her and give her that encouragement and that hope and those words that she needed to hear, because I know what she felt, and I know how easy it is to get on that wrong path and just to lose that hope. God saved me. He rescued me. And through the shadows, even through the shadows, there has to be a light in order for there to be a shadow.
Right.
And I saw that light through the shadow, and I've got back on the right path. And like I said, now I'm able to help others, you know. And my daughter, the same thing. She went through so much depression through losing my mom, and now here she's lost another grandma, and she was dealing with issues at school and bullying and so many things. And through that deep, dark time that I was in, I was not able to be there for her the way I should have been. And through my relationship that I have with Christ now, she sees her mom every morning reading her Bible, praying. She sees the Lord working in my life. She sees that difference in me. And through that, she had gone to Hot Hearts. And the day that she found out her grandma had died, the night before, she had rededicated her life to Christ.
Wow.
And
wow.
I just love seeing how God is working. He called her back, and she sees what he can do, what he is capable of in our life through my everyday living now. And
wow.
I can be that encouragement and hope for her. And she's opened up so much to me. And she's breaking out of that shell, and she's breaking out of that depression. And I catch her, she makes fun of me listening to K-Love all the time. Mom, that's all you listen to. But I catch her now, she walks around the house singing those songs. And it's just such a joy to my heart to see how the Lord, through working in my life, is affecting all of those around me.
Candace, that is an incredible, incredible testimony of what God can do even in the midst of pain. You know, so many times we read in the Bible, it makes me think of Jesus when his cousin, John the Baptist, had just been beheaded, and he goes out into the wilderness to be by himself. But what happens? He runs into all these people, and he was moved by compassion, even though he was hurting, and he fed 5,000 men and their wives and children. And that's what you have reminded me of, is that even in our deep, deep pain, that God will come to us with a word, just like we're told in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. It says, "The sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary." In your hurt and pain, and may I say nervousness, because you began this conversation saying, "I was so nervous." But you know what, Candace? You did it. You did it. You did it through sadness. You did it through nervousness. And you know what? You've encouraged each and every one of us today to know that we may be in pain, but we can still be used. We may be nervous, but we can battle it. So, dear friend, thank you for having the courage to say to us what needed to be said. And I just thank you, and I pray for you, and thank you so much for calling me in. And I hope you'll join us again next Monday.
Thank you, Kim. Yes, that's where it all began. I had to share my testimony in church, and that was where the true healing began.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I'll see you next Monday, okay?
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Well, can you believe that our time is almost up? We only have a few minutes left. So how do we want to wrap this up today? How do we want to end our time together? First, I want you to remember that this is always going to be a place for you and I to meet. Every Monday morning, I'm going to be here, and I hope that you will be too. If you are not here on Monday morning, you know what? You can plug this in through podcast any time that you want. But what's most important about our time and how I want to end our time today is for you to truly look in that mirror. I want you to look in the mirror, and I want you to know that God's word is true. And he says that he has given you something to say that is going to help sustain someone who is weary. He's given that to you. That is a gift. That is meaning. He is making you matter. He is saying that he has given you the power of life in someone else's life. Yes, I tell you, I missed that opportunity with my friend when she was sharing how someone called her at just the right time. Yes, I sat there and I was about to go into my pity party of, well, God, I wish you had chosen me, until I realized he had. He had chosen me, but I had not chosen him. But I am the type of person is I don't look back and regret. I use that to fuel my passion so that I don't let it happen again. And you can do that too. If you look back and think, oh, I missed an opportunity. No, you didn't. If God has put it on your mind, you still have an opportunity. Will you choose to walk beyond discomfort? Will you choose to do it even if you're nervous? Oh, I hope you will. Oh, I pray that you will. Because you have a good word, and it's going to sustain someone. Don't wait to know that you know that they need it. Just know that you know that you know that God wants to use you. Let's do this today. As we conclude this thought, let's do this. Let's remember that God has given us a word. Let's challenge ourselves to not let any good thought or that good word to go unsaid this week. Can you do that with me? Can we ask God to give us the courage to go out and encourage someone? He's given us the word. Now let's ask for the courage. Remember, friend, remember, your momentary word can make an eternal impact on someone. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. God has pointed you out, and he's making us matter. Well, again, thank you so much for joining me. I want you to know I'm going to be in Augusta, Georgia this coming week. On February 10th, I'm going to be in Nederland, Texas for a one-day retreat. And then March 9th and 10th, I'll be in Carthage, Texas. Oh, my gosh, we have so many wonderful things going on. Check me out. Find more about me at rosesandrainbows.org. Be a part of our Facebook Live each morning, facebook.com/rosesandrainbows. I'm there every morning, 9 o'clock. I hope you'll join me. I hope now and pray that you'll put us on the calendar and meet us right back here again next week, next Monday. Until then, remember, you have a place to always go where your friends of faith are always going to be talking to encourage, to empower, and to equip one another. Love you, friends. See you next week.
Thank you for joining Coffee with Kim, a moment where your past pain connects with your future purpose to create your unique and powerful story.